Can too much of a good thing be a bad thing? It can be difficult to recognize at first because it's good. It tastes good, it feels good, it looks good, and everything about it in the moment seems good and right. But then it's not. This winter, we got a bit too much of a good thing. Most of the country saw a week of record-breaking temperatures, sleet, and snow. We knew it was coming with the weather forecast, but you never really know how much will end up falling. Add to that, I live in the South, so we never get much winter weather or below freezing temperatures. We did our part trying to prepare, getting all the groceries we might need, plus an extra milk and bread, of course. Our church gathering went virtual. Schools planned for virtual instruction. Sports were canceled, all in anticipation of a few snow days. Then it began. The sleet began to fall, followed by a few inches of snow on the first day. And for every child and childlike heart, it was magical. Perfect for playing in, making snow ice cream, sledding down a hill, building a snowman, making snow angels, and having snowball fights. You could do all the snow things. Then it kept snowing more and more, and the temperatures continued to drop. Still, waking up to a world of white is always fun, until your power goes out and your water pipes burst. Another storm rolled in, bringing even more snow. Record-breaking snowfall and unrelenting freezing temperatures for days were becoming deadly and dangerous for many across the country. There was a point I remember looking outside my window, seeing close to 2 feet of snow, and I even said, "This is too much." Too much of a good thing can quickly become a bad thing. While we can't control the weather and the amount of snow we get, what about all the other things in our life that get to be too much? Kids eat too much candy and get sick. I eat too much movie theater popcorn with butter and wish I had not. The dangers of abundance and excess are very real. Restraint is not something the world readily wants you to have. Nope, go big or go home, right? Get more, have more, buy more, eat more, drink more, binge watch more, consume, consume, consume. How do we know when to say when it comes to anything? We must look to truth and wisdom for our hearts to help guide us in how we live and how to know when to say enough. Proverbs 25:16. If you find honey, eat just enough. Too much of it and you will vomit. There you go. Wise words from King Solomon. Simple yet profound truth we can all apply. Honeycombs were prevalent in the woods and fields of Palestine. It was the land of milk and honey, so there was easy access to the sweetness that in small amounts could strengthen the body, bring healing, and prolong life, but if taken in excess, can make you sick and turn pleasure into pain. When is too much of a good thing a bad thing? It comes down to the never-ending battle we face between flesh and spirit. The Apostle Paul knew the struggle. That's why he encourages us in Galatians 5:16 to walk by the Spirit, and only then will you not gratify the desires of the flesh. Our flesh craves more, crying out, "Give me just one more taste," while our spirit must guide us in the way of truth that gently speaks to our heart. That's enough. This restraint, maturity, and wisdom not only pleases God, but is the best for our life. That's the truth. Consider the excess you may be embracing. Just like all the snow we've seen this winter, it's not difficult to see when enough is enough. I'm Lori Klein.